AP Radio News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Baltimore again coming under a curfew this hour after huge crowds filled the streets celebrating news that six police officers were charged with the death of Freddie Gray. All six have now posted bail. Our Julie Walker is live in Baltimore. Julie?
Jackie, protesters are defying that curfew and staying out here outside the CVS on Pennsylvania and North that was the scene of rioting that first day. Many tell me they feel they have a right to protest, even though those officers are facing charges. They want to keep the pressure on until they feel justice is served. The police are out here in full force with loudspeakers telling people they must clear the streets. So we'll see what happens. Jackie?
Julie, court records show that three of the officers, including the van driver who's been charged with second-degree murder, are black, as was the victim. May Day rallies were held in several big cities. They included the issues of police brutality and racial bias, along with racial and labor strife. This was in New York. Hundreds also marched in Oakland, California. A week-long driver's strike at the Port of Los Angeles has ended for now, but drivers say they are ready to picket again. Three teens dead in Long Beach, California. Their car today plunged into the Los Angeles River. Speeding may have been involved. Former chief of staff for New Jersey's governor says she did not conspire with allies to force the shutdown of the George Washington Bridge.
I am not guilty of these charges. I never ordered or conspired with David Wildstein.
David Wildstein pleaded guilty. He implicated Bridget Kelly and another staffer. Prosecutors, meanwhile, have cleared the governor, Chris Christie, of involvement. This is AP Radio News. Batteries on planes continue to cause concerns. Our Carlotta Bradley reports aviation officials are scrambling to find safer packaging.
Testing confirms aircraft fire suppression systems cannot prevent overheated batteries from causing a powerful onboard explosion. The International Civil Aviation Organization's Committee on Hazardous Cargo met recently in Montreal. The panel heard a detailed presentation by aircraft manufacturers and pilot unions on the potential for the batteries to cause an explosion and fire capable of destroying a plane. If a working group cannot come up with packaging capable of containing an explosion or fire, union officials say they'll formally propose that bulk battery shipments be banned. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Bruce Jenner being sued by the stepchildren of a woman killed in a crash in February. Kim Howe's car was pushed into oncoming traffic by Jenner's SUV. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.